One of the cool stories that I heard about this week that I'd like to have shared is Brian and Stephanie Boswell. Would you guys make your way up here? Brian and Stephanie Boswell love the Lord Jesus. They've got the gift of giving. They love being generous. They have, I would say you guys have been on a little bit of a journey over the last couple of years to really find what the Lord has for you guys. They were the owners of Jacob's Well. They stewarded that well for a season, and then that season's over. And the Lord has just put creativity in their hearts. They put a pastoral heart in them, the care for the hurt and the lost and the broken. And I heard a report this week about them going to Oklahoma. I'm going to have them take a few minutes and share with you what they saw. And then I just wanted them to share from their heart, what is the Lord put in them? I was talking to Brian yesterday on the phone. What has the Lord put in you, these good works, and it's starting to become a little more clarified. And then I wanted to have us pray over them. So just a few minutes if you listen to their story, and then we'll pray over them.
So we went down to Enid, Oklahoma, and... I went down to Enid, Oklahoma, and there's a place down there called the Mercy House, and it's a homeless shelter ran by a group of people, and they all volunteer their time. Let's see, so they have Copper Tap, and this is how we met them, through Copper Tap, which is the coffee beans that we purchased for Jacob's Well, because all the beans that they roast, all the profit goes to the Mercy House and the different organizations that they run. So the Mercy House is a place that can house up to 100 homeless, and they're open 6 months a year. They're trying to eventually get to the point where they can be open year-round, and they're open 4 months in the winter, 2 months in the summer in the hottest times. And so we went down there this last weekend and volunteered for the weekend. It was an amazing time. Stephanie wanted to go down. This was her birthday trip.
Really?
It was really cool. So we go down there. They get us set up with everything, kind of show us how everything works. And the people will come in. They'll get a badge, and we'll get them set up with a number. And that number is their bed and their clothes, and they've got cubbies and lockers, so every time they come back, they get the same bed, the same locker, so you know it's everything's sanitary and everything's clean. And so they'll come in, they'll get a fresh pair of clothes, they'll go take showers, get into their clean clothes, then they drop their dirty clothes off. The volunteers spend half the night washing all these clothes and folding them up, and so in the morning when they get up, they can get into their clean clothes and off to work for the day. And so it was a really... really cool thing. They have a church donated an entire commercial kitchen to this building, and it was really neat. So they cook full meals. They hear a sermon every night before dinner, and everybody prays. And it was just it was an amazing time. So that was really cool. We did that all weekend. Across the street, they had a property donated to them, a lot, probably a quarter acre lot, and they're going to make that into a community garden. And so the guy that donated it has some oil wells and stuff around. So he talked to them about, hey, well, I'm going to give this to you. What do you have a use for it? And they told him, we want to put a community garden in. And the guy said, well, I've got some extra pipe, and I think it would be cool to put a cross in the center of this lot. And so they're thinking, you know, just a normal 6 foot cross or something. This guy built out of 24 inch pipe an 80 foot cross, and they set it right in the middle of that lot. And it's an amazing sight. You know, you have all this garden area, and right in the center of it is this huge cross, and they've got it all lit up at night, so you can see it quite a ways away. You know, it's pretty neat. And what they want to do eventually is, they've got that cross wired as a huge antenna, and they're wanting to start a Wi-Fi service to try to get some more income for the Mercy House and stuff like that. But very, very cool. They also have the Oasis program down there. It's for guys getting out of prison, and they can come move in, and they, you know, the volunteers will disciple these guys and kind of get them back on their feet and help them out. It's, I think it's about a 6-month program, and it's a super strict program, but it's amazing talking to the guys that are in the program and that have gone through the program. And it's just, they have a lot of great stuff. They just had some property donated to them. Again, it was it's an old church, and they're wanting to turn that into a women's oasis program. Mm. And so that's kind of the next big steps with that. But we just felt going down there that it was just an amazing time of being able to help these people and just love on these people, you know. And it was definitely hard work. I mean, we were up till 2-3 in the morning washing clothes and cleaning the bathrooms and all this stuff, you know. It wasn't necessarily the funnest thing, but it was just so amazing to be able to love on these people and do things for them, you know, because you hear their stories and that they're, you know, they're out there working and paying off all this stuff and trying to start over, and they're just going through a hard time, you know, and that's just what they're going through right now. And so it's really cool to be able to help them out with all that stuff. So on our way home, we were listening to some Jake Hamilton, and this song came on, and I just wanted to read this. No, that's not going to happen. It's just a short part of this song, some lyrics of it. And it was just perfect for finishing off the weekend. But it said, "What did you think when you signed up? What did you think when you said yes to a life that was not your own? I'm sorry that you were lied to. I'm sorry that you were confused. I'm sorry that you thought you could sign up for heaven and you were told it was all about you. You thought it would be easy. You thought this would be fun. Then he said, jump on the cross, child, and get undone. You're about to find out the cost of what this all means. You're about to find out, child, what it means to be clean." And it was perfect to finish off the weekend, you know, because of, you think of your day-to-day and you're like, God, I need this for me, and I need you to help me out with this, and I need you to help me out with this. But going out and helping these people out and showing them what God wants you to be showing them. And, it's just simple things like what we were doing. We were washing, taking huge brushes and washing shower stalls out and cleaning toilets and doing their laundry. But that's what God wanted us to do, you know, and that wasn't for us, it was for them. And that was just, it was great. It was so fulfilling for us. So anyway.
Yeah, I would just say we came away from the weekend just feeling so much joy, even though we were doing like a whole bunch of stuff that was not fun. Mm. Like I could be home doing laundry and cleaning bathrooms, but it was just, there was so much joy doing it for them. And we just felt so fulfilled and so satisfied in Jesus. Yeah. And so that was just a really cool experience. And it was really cool to serve together because we haven't really gone and done anything like that together as a couple. So that was a really neat experience. And just something I wanted to share, I've been reading through the Gospels lately, and what has stuck out to me this time is just how Jesus so many times was moved with compassion. And I just feel it resonates so deeply with my heart, and just like I just feel like God's calling us to be moved with compassion. Brian and I, he's calling us, and then just the church to be moved with compassion and not just to talk about doing something, because I think a lot of times we can just talk, oh yeah, I want to help people, and never do it. And so just being like moved to do something. And so I just feel like that's what the Lord's been speaking to us, and we don't know what the future holds for us. We don't know what God's plan for us, but we just want to be faithful to obey him and to just let him lead us in what he has. So.
Yes. Yeah.